WHAT THE HEAT RADIO. Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a great show for you this week. We're going to bring you some more information about our trip down to Doral, as well as talk a little bit about our wonderful picks we made. We're going to talk a lot about the breaking news that Tiger Woods is coming into the Masters. We are even going to talk about some contests we have going on the website. We have a whole lot coming at you in a little bit of time, so stay with us. I want to bring in my co-host for this adventure. Her name is Golfer Gal.
Hey, everyone. Glad to be back, although not so glad with the picks that I made. I know that I'm going to get ridiculed in a minute by JB for all of my picks.
Most likely that is the case. Let's start out with our picks because we were down at Doral. We supposedly had all our inside information and we were going to make our expert picks. So we'll start out with who did you pick to win the event?
I actually had a tie, and it's so embarrassing to say at this point. I wasn't sure if it was going to be Stricker or if it was going to be Rory McIlroy. And, well, for all of those who didn't get a chance to watch it, McIlroy finished plus seven. He was tied for 65th. He actually didn't have one single round where he even made par or did anything better than that.
And your second one, which wasn't much, it was actually a little better, not too much.
It was much better. Stricker finished tied for 16th. He was minus seven for the entire tournament.
That's true. He actually played a solid tournament. My pick to win didn't actually do that well either, but he was actually top 20. I mean, I picked Phil.
Yeah.
And Mickelson finished tied for 14th. He was 8 under. He just really didn't seem comfortable, like he was ready to get going. He started out, that first round was really rough with the wind, but he just never really got going. So, you know, our picks for the win, we'll let you pass and eliminate McIlroy.
Thanks.
But our picks to win really, you know, they were middle of the road, nothing special.
Yeah, you know, there was a funny stat that they were talking about, and they said that Phil Mickelson has the lowest number of fairways hit in the entire field, I think.
That would probably explain why he didn't win in my pick, and I'm going to have words with him, I think.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, we did have our expert picks because we were down there and they didn't do so well,
no.
At least for the picks to win. We also made a pick of a dark horse, and tell us about your dark horse pick.
Mine did okay. I mean, not great. He was tied for 30th. I picked Wai Yang. He finished 3 under.
Tied for 30th when there's only 65 players or so isn't all that great, actually.
Hey, it's better than my pick for Rory, so I'll take it.
That's true. My dark horse pick actually did really well. It was Alvaro Quiroz, and he had a top 10 finish, actually just missed top 5, finished tied for 6th. He was 10 under. He missed 2 3-foot putts that were uncharacteristic because he actually is a pretty good putter, despite what we saw last year at Transitions.
Yeah, I think that he needs to stop letting his caddy putt for him and get out there and start practicing a little more.
That's probably true. For those that missed one of our shows last year while at Transitions, all the players were out on the practice green, you know, getting ready to tee off, and he was sitting in a chair and his caddy was actually practicing on the putting green.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, but he did have a really nice hat on.
He did. And he's, from everything we got at Doral, he's one of the nicest guys out there.
Yeah, he's really funny, always smiling, and like we said last week, he hits the ball a ton.
That's an understatement. We also made a pick of guys that we thought would, for lack of a better term, just basically not show up or not show up for their usual game.
Joke.
Who did you have in that?
I picked Furyk, which I know that you also, you know, gave me some crap about last week for that too. And he didn't do bad. He didn't do great. He finished tied for 37th with 2 under. So, you know, still.
That, it's basically going to mean that the THP, the magazine jinx is on, and anybody who appears on our cover is not going to do well.
No.
Since he is on our cover for the spring issue. We'll get to that in a little bit. I actually went out on a limb and picked a guy who's red hot this year, already has a win, and picked Dustin Johnson. And he lived up to my hype, at least, by not showing up and finished tied for 56th at 2 over. And, you know, I made the pick basically because we saw him on the range and he just didn't seem like he had it.
Yeah, I was really mad about that because the first day he was lighting it up. I think he shot a 69 the first day. And I was so happy because I thought for sure I was going to be able to give you some crap about this today. And apparently I was wrong.
As with all your picks, you were wrong again.
Yes, I know.
You know, Doral was a lot of fun, and we look forward to going to it again next year. I did want to mention that the CA is no longer involved.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised about that.
I am too. They decided to, you know, move into a different direction, but the PGA has come out and said that they expect the tournament to still be at Doral next year.
I sure hope so. I mean, it's a great environment. You're in Miami. I mean, what more could you ask for? Well, the weather this year wasn't so great, but normally the weather's really nice. It's a good time of year, so it'll be a shame if it moves from there. Plus, I'll be personally devastated.
Yeah, as we know you will. You know, we got the thing last week about you liking to, you know, hang out with the players, Adam Scott and Sergio. And, you know, if it's not here, maybe we'll have to travel to where it is next year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That sound means one thing. We've got breaking news. As most people already know, Tiger Woods will be returning to the Masters. What do you think about that, JB?
You know, there's a lot of differing opinions on this. One of them is that why is he coming back now? He needs a warm-up round. The other one is, well, I'm not watching the Masters now because they're only going to show Tiger Woods. And I'm going to go on a little mini rant that I'm getting comfortable with at this point.
All right, I'll sit back and get comfortable then. Go ahead.
When is the last time we saw Tiger Woods in a tournament where we didn't see every single one of his shots? Every single shot that Tiger hits is televised, and there's no different than anything else, and this is going to be no different. They're still going to show other golfers, assuming they're in contention, but you know what? Despite what I think, what you think, and everything else, that's what the people are going to want to think. I still think it'll be the highest-rated golf tournament in the history of golf. I think that whether it's for the right reasons or not, but you know, I'm going to relate this to something else. Is I'd like to tune into the news every night and see who won the lottery or who is doing the good deed. But you know what they talk about? They talk about things that we dislike but still tune in for. And this is no different, and that's what drives ratings. And if you don't think that that's what drives ratings and you're upset about it, take a look at the news coverage on Tiger Woods in general and how the ratings are for those. Every single station in the world has been talking about him, and they're not talking about him because it's a fun topic.
I have mixed feelings about this. I'm excited for him to be coming back. I personally would have liked to see him come back at Bay Hill. I do think that it would have been better. The Masters is such a special event. And yes, I believe that Tiger would have, of course, had lots of coverage for him. But, you know, I kind of agree with the masses a little bit and think that it's going to be a little bit of overkill with Tiger. And some of the other players could get overshadowed. But that just means they need to bring their A game and they need to make sure that they're in contention so that this way they are shown on TV. I still am kind of confused as to why he's not coming back at Bay Hill to do one practice round of, you know, so to speak, before going to the Masters. But I'm not Tiger, so I really don't know.
It's a little, you know, of what's in this hand is not in this hand. I mean, he could come back to Bay Hill and deal with the media then. But you know what? The Masters is a very controlled environment.
Yeah, but so is Bay Hill.
Not like the Masters. I mean, this is a tournament that when Martha Burke was on her rampage, whether you agree with that or not, the Masters said, fine, if you guys don't want to advertise, fine, we'll show it without advertising and, you know, pay the appropriate costs. And they did that. They will not allow in standard media. It's going to be golf media only, and the media coverage will be the same from that aspect.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's not the Masters, Tiger Woods, or any other fault. Well, it's Tiger Woods' fault to an extent because of the past, but it's not their fault. He cannot control right now what CBS chooses to talk about.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I think that Bay Hill, you know, it's his backyard. You know, it's Arnold Palmer. I think that he would have been fine. I think that the media would have been kept at bay, and I think it would have been a good event for him to come back to. But again, I'm not Tiger, so I really don't know what he was thinking and why he chose Masters over something else.
Do you think that if he had played in Bay Hill, mm-hmm. that the coverage at the Masters would be any different?
I think that it would still be Tiger heavy. I definitely think that. But I do think that maybe it wouldn't be all Tiger all the time. I think that, you know, I guess it would depend. I think that it would depend if he did really well at Bay Hill, then they might say, okay, let's see what he can do now. But if he did really poorly, yeah, I don't know.
I think if he did really poorly at Bay Hill, it would be even more so.
Probably.
I guess my thing is you have what most consider the greatest golfer of all time, and certainly the greatest golfer right now.
Yeah, I don't think that's debatable.
Playing in what many consider the best tournament in golf. And when you add those two things together, that's the coverage you got. I would look at it last year. He was not really in contention. He made his little run on Sunday, not like Phil did, but he made a run. And we saw every single shot he took. I'm not opposed to it or okay with it. I don't really have a preference. It's just that's the way the coverage has been for the last decade. And I know we'll get some side stories here and there by the people at CBS. And that's their choice to bring in viewers. But I really do think the Masters is the one event where we will see a lot of golf.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We'll definitely see a lot of golf. But again, I still agree that we're going to see a whole lot of Tiger too, which I'm okay with. I love watching him play. I'm not really... for me, it's not like I'm on the Tiger bandwagon. I like him. I'm not, you know, his biggest fan, but I think that he's obviously, you know, an incredible player and, as many would say, the greatest player. So he's fun to watch, and I understand why he does get all the coverage that he does, but I do want to see some other people. Like, I'm really excited that Brian Gay is going to finally be playing in the Masters for the first time. And, you know, maybe he doesn't make the cut, and so we don't get to see him, but I'd like to see coverage on some of these other guys too.
And I think with the extended coverage of a major, we will. And, you know, certain people with certain cable systems actually get to follow different groups and things like that if they choose to. Speaking of the Masters, we are announcing a Masters contest on the website. We actually did announce it. And it's brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. And let me tell you a little bit about the contest. What it is it's got the entire field listed. And obviously there are a couple people who could still qualify. Each reader is going to pick four golfers, one of which has to be a Bridgestone staff player, and right now that means Freddie Couples or Matt Kuchar. You're going to pick four golfers, and however they finish in the prize money is when you add up your team, and I'm doing finger quotes on the radio and I don't know why, your team, the total best amount of money overall wins. If there's a tiebreaker, it will be selected randomly out of a hat. But, you know, with all that being said, and I'll go through the prizes in a second, what is the percentage of golfers that you think will pick Tiger Woods, despite how many feel ill of him and everything else?
At least 75%.
I can tell you right now that we have a lot of entries already, and it's closer to 95%.
Unbelievable.
Now, here's the question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're taking him because they think he's going to win, or do you think they're taking him as part of their team because they think that everybody else is, and if he does do well, they can't be left out?
That's exactly why. I think that people are taking him because they expect other people to, and they don't want to be left out.
And if you take him on your team, can you root for him?
You have to.
What if you don't like him or never have, but you did it for the sake of the contest? Can you sell yourself out like that?
Yeah, I can.
I can too. That's just the way
I'll be completely honest. Yeah, I can. Doesn't mean I have to like him, but it's the same thing when you do any kind of fantasy sport. You don't necessarily like the player or the team, but you have to root for them because you want to win.
That's why you always take T.O., right, in fantasy football, because you're a huge Terrell Owens fan?
No, I've actually never taken him.
I want to go through the list of prizes because, like I said, the contest is sponsored by Bridgestone Golf, and they've been kind enough to donate a great set of prizes.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe what they came up with.
The first place winner, again, it's the team that has the highest amount of overall winnings and earnings, receives a brand new J38 driver. We've reviewed it on the site. It was in the driver shootout. It is one of the best out in 2010. Retail price is $400, and somebody's going to be very happy with that. They can actually choose their loft, their flex. It's going to be shipped right from Bridgestone brand new.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it was a really great review that you wrote, by the way.
Yeah, I'm thinking about putting that one in the bag for 2010. I haven't decided. I've still been using my same driver for about a year now, so there's a chance of that. But I'm not going to enter this contest, obviously.
Right, and neither am I.
The second place winner will receive a fairway wood, a 3-wood, and their shaft flex of choice of the same thing, the Bridgestone J38, brand new. I actually have never tried the fairway woods, but I hear if you like the driver, you're going to love the fairway woods.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing.
And then the third place actually wins a unique prize. They're going to win one of the brand new J38 Bridgestone wedges in that black finish that is just awesome.
It's gorgeous.
I almost would want to hang that on the wall and not hit it.
I know, because you don't want to scuff it up or anything.
That's exactly right. So we've gotten, I'd say, close to 100 entries already. We expect a lot of them on this. A quick note, you do not have to be a forum member to be involved in this contest. We hope if you enter, you take the time to sign up and say hello to everybody. It's always a good time. But you do not have to be a forum member to enter. However, there is a little note in the contest, is Bridgestone would like whoever wins just to do a simple write-up of what they think of the club. Tell us that you like it. Tell us that you don't like it.
Yeah, be honest.
We want to know what people think outside of just the reviewers when it comes to these clubs. And we think that this contest should be a lot of fun because everybody loves to play Vegas and make sure that they are known with how they pick the best.
Yeah.
Including you and Durrell.
No, definitely not. I am not a betting woman. And now, based on my picks, you can see why.
That's a good thing, because if you did bet, we'd be broke.
Yeah, exactly.
Right after the Masters, we have our Florida golf outing the week after.
Yep, and exactly. 1 week after.
That's exactly right. And we have a lot of stuff lined up, and we've gone through it for the last couple of shows. Tell everybody kind of the grand scope of what this thing is.
What we're doing is we have, you know, people from all different skill levels. We've had, you know, scratch golfers all the way up to people who don't even really have a handicap. And that's kind of the most fun about it. We're going to do all different kinds of contests. We have fun giveaways.
Did you say contests?
I did say contests.
Okay.
And then we're going to have, you see, you just threw off my train of thought there.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm not here for much.
So. Just to make fun of me, right?
Of course.
Exactly. Anyhow. We are going to have some great giveaways. We're going to do a little goodie bag for people. We've got really cool tees that have our THP logo on it. We've got tons of equipment. We've got apparel. We're hoping to get a couple more companies. I'm still talking to a couple more companies, so we should have a better list for everybody in the coming weeks. It's going to be over a weekend, so it's going to be Saturday and Sunday, April 17th and 18th. And we're going to do it at two different courses in the Venice, Florida area.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I think we are going to have a lot of fun, and I can give you a little outline. The plan is that, you know, most people are arriving Friday night, and if you do arrive Friday night, we can have dinner. We can all meet up for a drink or something like that. Then we're hitting the range Saturday morning, and we're going to try out what looks to be a list of equipment that it makes the PGA Show demo day blush.
It's going to be our own personal demo day.
Exactly. No sales, reps, no nothing, just trying out what you like, making your honest thoughts, and seeing what works best for your game. And we have a ton of companies lined up. And again, we went through them last week. We'll give you an updated list as we get closer. Then from that personal demo day, we're going to possibly do a couple of putting green contests, something like that. We haven't decided on the contest yet, but we'll get to that in a second. Then we're going to hit the links for 18. Saturday night, we're all having dinner together.
Yes.
Then Sunday morning, we're going to do another little demo day. People who didn't get to try things out or they want to spend some more time with some of the stuff.
Or who couldn't make it on Saturday.
Exactly. Can do it on Sunday. And then Sunday, we're going to play another 18. And then most people are leaving Sunday night. If you are staying, there's a million courses in the area that you can try out. I might be able to play another round or two with you. We don't know. We can't guarantee further rounds, you know, into the week. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And as she mentioned, we're going to do some contests. And we can tell you a few of the prizes that we do know we're going to be giving away. We're going to give away a couple of GPS units.
Yes, we have an Umpire GPS. And the Swami Izzo.
That's correct. And we're going to be giving away a driver. We don't know the model yet. But we will be giving away, at least one driver.
But you guys know us. It'll probably be more.
It most likely will be. We're going to be giving away. We have apparel for everybody. Everybody that comes down is getting a shirt from Cleveland Classics. And we just reviewed them. And I can tell you that it is up there with some of the best brands out there.
I want to be specific, though. It's for men only. So if there's women coming, we don't have at this moment apparel for women. We do have some hats and some other goodies, though.
That's correct. And you know, the whole thing, it's just, it's a lot about having fun and getting together.
Yeah, getting to meet people, get out there and have a good time. It's great weather, most likely. Like I said last time, I'll do my happy little weather dance for everybody. So we have sunshine and blue skies.
If you know her luck, you would ask her definitely not to do that.
Or if you've seen me dance before.
That's true also. But that's the nuts and bolts of it. We have a whole thread up in the forum talking about the outing and how much fun it's going to be. So jump on, sign up, you know, let us know you're coming. You don't have to be a forum member to come.
No.
We hope you are, because we'd love to hear you talk about it afterward, but it's not a necessity. And, you know, that's basically it.
Yeah, I think that covers everything.
From there, you know, we talked a little bit about the Masters, actually kind of a lot about the Masters, but we were talking a little bit off air about what is our favorite event. And what I mean by event is PGA Tour event. And I'm going to tell you what mine is, and then she can share yours. And we're actually going to probably turn that into the question of the week this week is, what is your favorite golf event? Why do you like it, and why is it special? My favorite event is the U.S. Open. And this year it's at Pebble Beach, and it looks like, as always, it's going to be a great tournament. I don't need to go into that now. The reason it is it's what got my wife hooked on golf.
Yeah, and you stole my answer, by the way. That was going to be my
pick. That's okay. I'm sure they'll forgive us this time.
Maybe.
But
will I forgive you? That's the main question.
That really doesn't matter. you know, Rocco versus Tiger, that actually got her hooked on golf. When we met, the first question she asked is, she knew I played a lot of golf. She said, "You don't watch it, do you?" And
I figured it'd be good napping, something to nap to.
Yeah, and shortly thereafter, she was hooked, and she's been hooked ever since, and probably more so than me and everybody else. And if you follow her Facebook updates on the THP site and everything, you know she's hooked because she follows every single tournament. But that's really what got me hooked again. You know, we watch all the golf together, and we don't play a lot together, but we do sometimes.
Yeah, we have an occasion.
But that's really been my favorite event, and it really always has, because it is about watching the pros be brought back to reality. I sometimes think it can be kind of not fair, the course, but I enjoy it, and they shoot close to even par and things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me with the U.S. Open, like you said, I was dreading having to watch golf on TV. I pictured, like, my grandfather watching it and me falling asleep on the couch with him. But when we watched that event, I was so mad because they went to a Monday round.
That's right. You actually had to go to work.
And I had to go to work.
And I had to call and give her updates every 15 minutes on what was happening.
And you know, I worked in a corporate office where I wasn't really allowed to be on my cell phone. So I used to sneak my phone into the bathroom and send him text messages just so I could find out what was going on so I can get updates.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest sporting events. And I've never really thought of golf as one of the great sporting events. I love watching it, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you compare it to the Super Bowl and football and, you know, other really exciting, fast-paced action, I never really thought I'd put golf there. But it was so back and forth. And you had, you know, it was Rocky against, you know, whoever he was fighting in one of the Rockies. Yeah. And, you know, Rocco turned out to be the Rocky. And in the end, it didn't work out. I wish it had, but it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy to get that limelight that he got.
Well, you remember what else happened during that event?
I remember a lot of things.
I fell in love with Rocco.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the day. That's when I knew. It was love at first sight.
Love at first sight is scary.
Okay, it was love at first round. Is that a better way?
That's a better term.
All right.
So we want to hear from you guys on the forum. We'll put the question up of what is your favorite golf event, U.S. Open, you know, the Masters. It's always been the U.S. Open for me. I love all the other events. I know you have another favorite.
I do. I like Doral. The reason I like Doral is because you always have a good field and because we get to go. So that for me is exciting because I get to see the players, talk to the players, see the course before they get to play it. So it seems a little more real to me. Overall, if I had to choose, though, I'd still choose the U.S. Open just because it kind of has a special memory for me. But I do like the Doral tournament also. And go ahead.
To be fair, we can actually go to any event we want. We just, Doral happens to be the closest
event
to us.
Well, yeah, we can drive there.
And I agree with you, though. I like the shortened field. I like that it's only 70 golfers.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it very easy to cover and follow.
Oh, I totally agree. And it's not just 70 golfers, but it's 70 of the best golfers. And that's
correct.
Yes.
The WGC has really set up a good tournament formula.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what makes it so exciting. And, you know, speaking of tournaments, just to go off track a little bit, Transitions is this week, and they have a stacked field this year. And last year, I was not very impressed with it, and this year, I'm very impressed.
They do. They got a lot of the top guys who are trying to tune up for the Masters, and I don't want to go too far into the tour. This whole segment is
No.
And the only reason I say it is, you know, as everybody knows, we do have Tour Talk with Jake and Dano. They'll be back next week for, you know, another edition of their show, which is lighthearted, fun golf. Although they may get canceled after one of their hosts made the remark that John Daly's a top 100 golfer ever. I mean, he's clearly not qualified to be on the radio, I would say, at this point.
Uh-oh. Those are fighting words, Dano. Just know that.
But we hope you enjoyed this episode. And, you know, we'll be back from you next week with some Bay Hill stuff, but mostly we have some new topics for you.
Yes, and don't forget to answer the question of what your favorite event is.
That's correct. It'll be up in the THP forum by the time you finish listening. Unlike us playing from the rough, we're hoping you keeping it in the fairway.
See ya.